Internet security company Trend Micro has just launched a really interesting and fun competition for kids aged 5 to 12 with a chance to win part of a prize pool of $6,000. Yep, you're interested now if you weren't already. On the line from Trend Micro Australia, I've got Tim Falinski. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, this competition that's running at the moment is called What's Your Story? And it's aimed at kids aged 5 to 12. What's the idea behind the competition and what's it all about?
Well, Andy, as you mentioned before, this is a poster competition aimed at those early kids, you know, in the 5 to 12 area, because what we're seeing more and more in the world today is that far younger than you and I used to probably touch computers and iPads and tablets, these kids are out there interacting with the internet at a much earlier age. And what we need to do is find a way creatively to enable them to understand about internet security, how to be safe online, and how to protect themselves. So in an annual competition that we've run throughout the world, we also have run this in Australia for a few years now, and we're redoing it. And it's going to be a poster competition that kids can highlight responsible ways to use the internet.
Kids aged 5 to 12 are very creative. They love to draw. They love to paint and everything. So I don't think that's going to be a problem for them. Perhaps that the challenge is, and it's a great conversation starter, is getting their heads around the idea of privacy and security and some of the parts of computers that maybe they think, you know, aren't as fun. So, I mean, I personally see this as a great way for them to start a conversation because, of course, for them to go away and just, it can't just be any poster, they've got to follow a competition theme, which this year is Your Business is Your Business. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, well, what we're trying to do is really highlight what it is about being a good digital citizen, right? And under that is try to help the kids understand that the issues that are out there. And, you know, we look at it in three ways. Like, we provide our internet security software, which helps protect you when you're shopping, banking, against malware. But there's no real good software out there that can help you against bullying. You know, it's one of those things that happen in a chat, and unless you became a nanny state and stop people chatting to each other. So, you know, one of the big issues we want, you know, these kids to think about is, you know, how to act and treat others, you know. Make sure that, you know, there's one thing about being bullied, but there's the other thing about what about the kids who are actually doing the cyberbullying, and, you know, being behind a keyboard doesn't stop you being a citizen of the world, and therefore, you know, if you're not going to do something to someone's face, don't do it online. We want to highlight to them about how cyber criminals are going to steal their information and use it against them. One of the things that probably worries me the most is that the kids of today, that they go and apply for jobs, and you can actually see what they've done from a very young age because they post all their stupid things you do when you're young online. Now, we got away with that because the web wasn't big back then. But, you know, nowadays, that's going to follow you for your life. And finally, about laws, you know, we want to teach kids and have kids understand that, you know, when an artist records a song, that yes, you can go and download it for free off a torrent site online, but, you know, that's a form of stealing. And, you know, when you should be paying for something that you need to do that, and, you know, just because it's online doesn't make it legal with what you do in life.
Right, so really, it's quite open in terms of ideas that the kids can use for their entries, whether it be a poster about not giving out personal information to someone, about dealing with cyber bullies, about what they should and shouldn't do online. It all really ties into that theme, Your Business is Your Business, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And this is just our way of trying to get the kids to start to think about that. You know, I think, you know, once again, I've seen my nieces and nephews, and from a very young age, they can pick up and use an iPad better than me. And it's, you know, once they start to get to that age where they're going to start sharing stuff and doing things, is to think about what it is they're doing. And there's an anonymity that people feel when they're online. And we want to sort of say that, you know, being online doesn't mean that you're different. You should act like you do in real life. And if they can get that idea across and that pitch, I think what that will help them do is become safe as they do more and more things online as they grow up. And how they interact with other people.
And just looking through the details of the competition here, the way that kids can get started is obviously to have a look at that theme. Obviously, if they're 5 or 6 year olds, you're encouraging them to go and have a conversation with their parents or their classmates or their teachers and get some ideas together about what that means and how they can turn that into a poster, right?
Yeah, like kids today still love to draw, don't they? So what we're asking them to do is to sort of have a conversation about it and draw something like, you know, the kids might draw something that they've heard about or it's impacted them or, you know, how they get to use their iPad at home in their own lives to keep themselves, you know, safe, you know, what goes on in their life today. But the key thing about it is that it's free to enter as well. So, you know, yes, there's definitely the prize money up there for the top entries, but we want to know the kids that there's no cost to enter this competition, and it's just a good way to have them think about it, and then they can post it up online, and it's there, and, you know, hopefully just under that alone, they've learned something and about the world of the internet.
Yeah, definitely a good learning experience. So first prize here, $3,000 for the overall winner, and you're going to have two prizes of $1,500 for runners-up as well. And you're encouraging not just individual kids, and obviously with the help of their parents, but also schools and teachers to get involved with their classes.
Yeah, we're working with a few school organisations and some government organisations such as Stay Smart Online to help try and get that message out there. So one of the things we're doing as well is making sure that the competition's open for a while. So it's not something you need to rush out and get done straight away because some people are travelling, but the competition is actually open now right through to the 20th of September. So therefore, the kids get a lot of time to get out there and think about this and put their poster up online.
Sounds like good fun and of course, a good educational experience as well and chance to win some money. Now, Tim, there's a website set up for this specifically. Could you just let me know what that is?
Yeah, the website we set up for this is whatsyourstory, or one word naturally, .trendmicro.com.au. And you can get a link to that from our Straight Out homepage at www.trendmicro.com.au as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so it's called What's Your Story? It's open for 5 to 12-year-olds to enter. Of course, you know, depending on their age, with some help from the parents or teachers. It's open right now, right through to the 20th of September, so plenty of time to get your entries in. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia, thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.